From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's Moisturize, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste in the new, different, moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new, moisturized Raleigh 903. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to the office of the new vice president of NBC, Mr. Richard Red Skelton.
Boy, I got a dip and everything, boy. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, how are you, Mr. Skelton?
Now, don't start that Mr. Skelton stuff. Hey, now that I'm a vice president, you got to cut out that... Whoosh. You're rusting up our microphone. Oh, I would like to take this opportunity and make each of the vice presidents of NBC honorary comedians. And about 147 of the boys, I think.
Well, Red, how do you feel tonight?
Oh, I feel great. We read 12 lines and we're still on the air.
Well, Red, did Mr. Raleigh have anything to say about being cut off the air last week for mentioning Fred Allen?
He didn't even notice it. He thought I was getting better. I got some letters from listeners. They said, say, they ought to cut you off of the air more. That dead spot in the air was a great improvement. Put a little light in it. One guy thought I was ad-libbing.
Well, why did they make you a vice president? To keep you quiet?
I don't think so. Wallace is a vice president, and he's still talking.
Well, was anyone else cut off the air besides Alan Hope and you?
Yeah, the guy who gives frost warning. They baited him because he says, tonight the weather will be NBC. Nothing but clouds. Can you imagine if for 20 seconds California was without weather?
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for new freshness, new taste in the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern Raleigh 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process, the greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years. Because of this new moisturized freshness and new taste, you get new smoking enjoyment in the new, all-new Raleigh 903.
And remember this about the new moisturized Raleigh 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives less nicotine, less throat-irritating tarts.
Smokers, follow the lead of beautiful Paulette Goddard, star of A Miracle Can Happen, forthcoming United Artists release. Smoke the new moisturized Raleigh 903. It's so much fresher, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Raleigh 903 is new, all new. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
I'm a little nervous tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I have some news about my little baby. It isn't here yet. Anita Ellis will now sing my Adobe Hacienda.
In my Adobe Hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus of guitar make every evening seem so sweet. Hacienda, life and love are so complete. When setting sun says the long day is done, sweet music starts to fill the air. Harmony is everywhere.
The Skelton Scrapbook of Sadtire.
Hey, you on the kettle drum, what's cooking?
Page one, a tarnished memo of the Golden West.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse boy! You don't start listening to me, I'm going to put the rockers back on you.
You ride such a sway back home.
My mother always told me to keep both feet on the ground.
Yeah, well, the last horse you had sure was smart. He was as smart as you. What happened to him?
Had to sell him. No brain. Well, here's the Wells Fargo Express office.
Let's Say, what do you want to drive a stagecoach for?
I got my reasons, boy.
Yes, gentlemen. I'm Blue Bart, the Wells Fargo detective. What can I do for you?
I'm Deadeye. I was sent over to drive a big shipment of gold up to San Francisco.
So you're Deadeye,
huh?
Yep. They say you're quick on the trigger. They say you can snuff the flame off a candle at 30 paces. How do you do it?
Long fingers.
What do you want this job for?
Well, I'm taking this job so to impress my girl.
Is your gal pretty?
Ugliest gal in town.
She's so ugly, why do you go with her?
Well, it's the only thing we got in common. I was going to marry her with the money I had in the bank.
Why didn't you?
She beat me to the draw.
If you're going to drive this stage, I better warn you. It's risky business.
Do tell.
Now, on the bright, Deadeye, how are you with guns?
Scared stiff.
But I was told that unless you were wearing your guns, you wouldn't feel dressed.
That's right. The gun belt is what holds my pants up.
Now, let me tell you something.
Yeah?
We're carrying $100,000 on this stage.
Yeah?
We got to be on our toes because Sticky Finger Charlie and his gang of outlaws is going to be waiting for us.
Yeah?
Are you still willing to go through with it?
Yeah.
Knowing that Sticky Finger Charlie will do anything to get that money?
Yeah.
That your life is at stake?
It's been nice knowing you, partner.
Come back here, did I?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You turning yellow?
I don't know. You got a mirror handy?
Are you coming along too, partner?
No, my little brother's got 7-year itch, and I got to stay home and scratch him.
That's a brilliant line, isn't it?
Well, let's get going.
Yep.
Have you hitched the horses to the stagecoach dead
end? Yeah, I hitched 6 to the front and 6 to the back.
But you can't tell which way the stage is going. Where'd you learn to hitch up horses?
Used to work for Studebaker.
Well, let's hit the trail. We got to get this money to Cactus Gulch before sundown.
Okay, we're going to hit it. I don't know what you're worried about. We've been riding for an hour now and no sign of trouble.
Oh, there's a signpost. What does it say?
Trouble. But don't worry now. Sticky Finger Charlie knows I'm driving this stagecoach. He won't pull anything.
Hey, did I?
Yeah?
Look out yonder. There's a couple of masked men riding toward us on Shetland ponies. Wonder what they're masked for.
Maybe they're ashamed of themselves because they ain't on horses.
Grab for your guns, Deadeye.
Oh, no, they've already done that. I ain't no copycat.
Oh, oh.
All right, sit nice and peaceful while my boys relieve you of that gold.
Yeah?
Throw that express box down.
Are you Sticky Finger Charlie?
Yeah, and there ain't a stagecoach teamster that don't take his hat off when he meets me.
Yeah? Well, you're looking at a guy that takes his hat off to no man. Well, we must be in no man's land.
I'll lay down on the ground. I'm leaving now. And don't get up till you count to ten.
Yes, sir. One, two, three, four. Three, four. Three, four.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Glad you're with me, boy. We'd have starved to death.
Look, Deadeye. Look down there. They're getting away. Shoot, Deadeye. Shoot.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to take my gun out of the holster. Now I know where I've been getting them open-toed boots.
You've just heard Chapter 1 of Tarnished Memos of the Golden West. Will Deadeye catch the bandits? Be sure to listen next week to the next exciting episode of Tarnished Memos of the Golden West.
Page 3 is entitled Spring Cleaning. That's the last time I ever learned a song off one of them broken records, dog. Well, sir, I do believe spring is really here. I saw my first robin redbreast this morning. He was just a-singing and a-chirping. Of course, he stopped when he saw me. It was the first cadiddle hopper he had seen. Look at all the pretty flowers. I think I'll pick a bunch of these for Sarah Dew. It ought to make up for that bouquet of poison ivy I gave her the last time. She got even with me, though. She cut it up and mixed it with my salad. Well, I'll pick a few of these flowers here to see what...
Hey, you!
Who, me?
Yes, you, you moron!
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
You know something? You're on my land and I got a shotgun. Hmm? Now, just put two and two together.
Well, I couldn't. That's addition.
I'll give you just exactly three to get off in my land.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Three what, dollars or cents? I'm only picking a few flowers, neighbor.
That's against the law. Only an idiot wouldn't know that.
Well, then you don't mind if I get back to my picking, huh?
I'll tell you something. If you touch those daisies, I'll shoot.
Listen, I'm only picking a little bouquet for Sarah Dew, my girl, mister. I'm your neighbor next door, and she likes daisies.
Well, while you're at the picking, pick another one for a wreath.
I don't know her.
Did I get you?
You sure did, boy. All I gotta do is scratch my back and I gotta sink her from a fly rod.
Now you get off of my land or you'll get another.
Okay. Anyway, I got the bouquet of flowers. That's what I like. Friendly neighbors, you know. I better get back in the house. Oh, it left my door wide open. No, I didn't either. It's Sarah Dew on the front porch yawning there.
Howdy, Clarence.
Well, howdy doody to you, too.
Oh, what a beautiful bouquet.
Yep.
All them different varieties. Do you know the name of them, Clem?
Well, sure. I didn't study botany for nothing, you know. They're flowers. They're galdarnias and honeysuckers.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, I thought they would look nice here on my dining room table. There's enough dirt to plant them there, you know. They'll brighten up my house a little.
Here, I'll put them in this milk bottle.
Yep.
You know, they'll look pretty in the sunshine.
Yes, they do.
Pull that dirty old shade up on the window, Clem.
There ain't no shade on that window. It is kind of dark in here. I'll feel around and see where the window is. Maybe we can open it up. There it is.
Well, you shouldn't have broken that window, Clem. Look at all them flies.
Yeah, look at them flying through the window there. The first chance they've had to get out of here in months. You know.
Don't you ever wash your windows?
I was planning on doing that today. soon as I can find a rag or something to...
Well, don't you have an old shirt or something like that?
Yeah, but I'm wearing it. There's one leaning up against the wall over there. We'll use that one.
Well, you're doing fine, Clem. The window's getting lighter all the time.
Oh. Well, look, Sarah Dew, I think I've rubbed a little too hard. Huh? There's a million of little holes in this window.
Clem, you moron. That's a screen.
A screen? Uh-huh. Well, I do hope they show Mickey Mouse. He's my favorite, you know.
What a dump. It ain't fit for pigs to live.
I know, and they're going back to the pen tomorrow.
Clem, what do you use for brains?
I don't know, but every time I put my hat on... I know what's coming, too. I don't know, but every time I put my hat on, too hard sawdust comes out of me. Good, believe me.
Here, I'll help you, Clem. Now, the first step in cleaning up is to throw useless junk out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what's this thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if you don't know what it is, what do you want it for?
Well, I like it. If I knew what it was, I probably wouldn't like it, so... Glad I don't know. Use your head, girl. Use your head.
Do you
You're not talking to an ordinary comic now, you know. Sure, I'm a BP. Got a swivel chair to go with my swivel head.
Clem, do you want to keep these mothballs?
No, throw them out. The moths are tired of playing with them anyhow.
Clem.
You sweep and scrub and sweep and scrub.
Clem, did you know your Christmas tree was still up?
Is that what that thing is? I thought it was a little bushy for a hat rack. Ain't that a pretty one, though? Look how it fills out at the top there. I think I got it upside down now.
Well, shall I throw it out?
I guess. Here, what's that other thing you got there, though?
Oh, it's an old umbrella. Shall I throw it out?
Well, heavens, no. I use that when I take my bath. There's a leak in my shower. Got in there the other day and turned it on, and I got soaked from head to feet.
Clem, I got news for you.
What is it, Aubrey?
You're supposed to get wet when you take a shower.
Oh, you and your revolutionary idea.
Well, while I'm at it, I guess I'll just dust these books in the bookcase
I'll
here.
Just keep sweeping around, I guess.
Peter Rabbit, Little Grumpy Groundhog, yep. Mother Goose on a Bridge version. Mm-hmm. Clem, do you really read these?
Thank you. If you got it, would you explain it to me? I... No, I bought them to have for my children when I get married.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it is. I can hardly wait till the kids grow up to read them to me.
Well, the house is pretty clean now.
Yeah, and I'm all worn out. I think I'll just sit here and rest and admire the flowers I brought home.
Oh, look, Clem. The flowers have wilted.
They have wilted?
Uh-huh.
Well, they do look a little relaxed, don't they? Well, maybe they're shocked about the clean house. It was too much for them, huh?
Don't be sad,
Clem. Oh, those poor flowers.
Don't be sad.
But they're dead. You think maybe we should have a funeral for them? What do you just send flowers when they die, people?
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Rowley 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new, modern, moisturized Rowley 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new, all new. New blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new moisturized Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Test certified by jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government. Prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Raleigh 903. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
One of the greatest guys in show business is Al Jolson. And tonight, David Forrester and his Raleigh Cigarette Orchestra play April Showers.
Apple a day.
Junior, is that you?
Yes, kiddo.
Where have you been?
I've been down the street with little Dickie Olin and Jack Berry down there. They let me see Mr. Gaines's dogs, you know. He got a lot of them. And can I have the dog?
What kind?
Oh, a black one. They don't show the dirt as quick.
No. I mean, what breed?
Hmm?
What breed?
It breeds through the nose.
Junior, what breed of dog?
You mean what kind of dog? Oh, a mama dog, a mama dog.
Oh, a mama dog. Well, I'll see, but we don't have much room, no. And dogs have fleas.
Well, the kind I want has puppies. Hey, Nemo, did you know that this is baby weed?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Hey, was I a cute little baby when I was born?
You were the sweetest little thing.
Uh-huh.
And you had a little birthmark.
Really?
A skull and crossbones. I just remembered what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes.
Mr. Fowler tells me that someone sneaked into his yard and took all the apples from his tree.
No.
Yes.
Now, who would do the thing like that? And I was so quiet, too.
Junior, why did you pick those apples from the tree?
I didn't, honest. I only pick up the apples that was on the ground.
Only off the ground?
Just the ones that were laying on the ground. No, you... Of course, I might have shook the tree a little. Are apples good for me?
Certainly. Always remember the old proverb.
What?
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Well, garlic's better. That keeps everybody away. Hey, Nemo, Mac, if I don't ever get sick, you think I could grow up to play baseball like Babe Ruth?
Oh, certainly. If you eat the things I tell you to and drink lots of milk, you'll be big and strong when you grow up.
You mean like a strong man in a circus?
Yes.
That lifts them dumbbells with one hand?
Yes.
Way up in the air.
Yes.
And tears telephone books in half?
Yes, if you drink lots of milk.
I'd rather drink what Grandpa drinks than be a clown.
For talking about your grandfather like that, I'll have to punish you.
Now, Nemo, you touch me, and I'm going to tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to play outfielder for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Why, Junior, I did no such thing.
Oh, no.
Strike three, you're out.
Get glasses, you bum!
That's what I get for not reading the small print in your birth certificate. Just run along and play. I've got cleaning to do.
Okay, I'm going to play. No, I'm going to go play. I think I'll go downstairs in the basement and play. There's more room down there. Now I got to be careful because one of these steps is broken. Now, let's see. Not that one. Not that one. Not that one. Well, maybe I was wrong. I tried it again. No! Well, that's a load off of me mind. Oh, boy, look at all that stuff. There's that big barrel of apples that Aunt Edna sent from Washington. An apple a day, keep a doctor away. That's what the old preverb said. The old preverb said that. An apple a day, keep a doctor. Well, Boy, there's enough apples down here to take care of all the doctors in the world. I'm going to see how healthy I can get in one sitting. I'm just going to...
That barrel's still half empty. That's more than I can say for myself. I don't feel pretty good, I don't. Even the spots before my eyes look a little sick. Maybe the apple will day keep a doctor away, but I wonder how the undertaker feels about it.
Junior, what are you doing down there?
I'm down here making myself healthy.
Why, Junior, you're as white as a sheet.
I feel like I'm still in a wash machine.
Oh, you're sick. I'll put you to bed and call the doctor.
Oh, don't tell him I've been eating apples. He won't come.
What are all these apple cores doing on the floor?
Don't point them out. Don't point them out. You better stand back, too, Namor. Stand back. I thought you said an apple a day keep a doctor away.
That's only a proverb, Junior.
Now she tells me.
It's castor oil for you.
Oh, no, no.
And dose of this every hour till you're well.
Oh, no, no, no.
This ought to teach you to leave those apples alone.
I'm cured. I'm going to join Appleholics Anonymous.
Here, hold this bottle while I get a spoon.
Now, she ought to know better than that.
Junior, what are you doing with that bottle of medicine?
I'm going to throw that out the window. Say, that is good medicine. It got rid of that pain in the window.
Now you're going to get it. No, I'll give you some real medicine.
Oh, no. Don't thank the vice president, please.
Thanks for being tuned in. We hope you liked our program well enough to visit us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday then,
Fred Skelton, say goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the makers of Raleigh cigarettes.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.